Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show we're going to discuss DFS replication. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've been doing consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you have any information, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started.
So when we talk about sysvol, it's actually the system root percentage sysvol. And sysvol has the connections to our Active Directory, such as our group policy templates, our group policy console, the different settings within our group, within an Active Directory. Logon scripts, group policy templates, like I said. Resources that are critical to Active Directory, domain services, health, and management. So that's what sysvol is. And this should be consistent across all the domain controllers. So when I make one change, it's going to replicate through multi-master replication. But there's going to be a service that's going to be associated with it that helps with the replication, which by default is FRSR, FRS, File Replication Service. Now, changes need to be replicated, and that's what we're going to use for FRS. So FRS is a file replication service. And so this is a service that actually does the replication. When I make a change on one domain controller, it's automatically going to replicate over to the other domain controllers. So FRS is for previous versions of Windows, Windows 2003. But it is the default for Windows 2008. Limitations is the capacity and performance. How much and it's actually a lot of information that's going to be transferred over the wire. And troubleshooting FRS is very difficult. It's not an easy thing that we can troubleshoot. Windows 2008 server uses DFSR. Not by default. We're going to show you how we can migrate over to this new environment. So first, we need to look at the domain functional level. The distributed file system replication requires that you have a Windows 2008 server domain level. So what does this mean? Well, what that means is all our domain controllers need to be Windows 2008 or higher, because eventually we're going to have, well, we have Windows 2008 R2, and in 2013, we'll have the newer operating system. So to be able to support DFSR, we need at least Windows 2008 server domain level. That means all of our domain controllers have been changed over to Windows 2008 server. Now, DFSR is a distributed file replication service, file service replication. And so DFSR actually comes from distributed file system. Distributed file system allows us to be able to have an environment that we can have our shares, and our shares can be replicated to other servers within the organization. That provides us with an ability of having an environment that is going to be highly available. So our shares are going to be on different servers, so redundancy. While the file distributed file service replication is what is used for making sure those servers are up to date. It's a multi-master replication engine. So when I make one change over here, it's going to replicate to the other domain controllers or servers. Replicating data increases data availability, making redundancy. One of the things about DFSR, it gives users in remote sites fast, reliable access to files. And uses a new compression algorithm, which is called remote differential compression. And remote differential compression, what it does is it's going to only transfer the metadata that has changed on the file or on the actual object that we're going to be replicating. So RDC is remote differential compression. This is a new technology that's built into DFSR. Now, FRS was very cumbersome. It replicated so much information. But with DFSR, remote differential compression efficiently updates files over low bandwidth. That's the other thing. See, the thing is if we had an ISDN or some other low bandwidth, FRS was not efficient at all. But with RDC, with giving remote differential compression, we can go over low bandwidth. It only replicates changes made to the files or made to the object. So that way, we're not having a full-blown dump. Instead, what we're having is an exfer, which is the incremental transfer. So let's take a look at the DFSR service. Now, the DFSR service, it uses RPCs to communicate between the servers. So that just means it would have an IP address. RPC is part of the TCP/IP suite. It replicates a folder scope defined by the replicated folder path. So it's saying, okay, this is the actual folder that we're going to be replicating. The replication group, when we're looking at DFSR and DFS distributed file system, is going to be the actual computers that are going to be associated with this replication. So that's what was called a replication group. It uses WMI to expose monitoring information regarding specific objects. Now, before we can move over to DFSR from FRS, what we have to do is we have to go through a migration. And in the migration, there's going to be certain steps that we're going to have to go through. And so migration requires a parallel sysvol structure. So what happens is when we start the migration, it's going to create a sysvol underscore DFSR. Which all it's going to do is it's going to have the exact settings for Active Directory in this other structure. So it's a parallel infrastructure. There's four stages or states. Hold on. So when we look at the DFSR migration, zero to start is default state of the domain controllers. FRS is the replication mechanism. One is prepared. A sysvol is created in a folder called sysvol underscore DFSR. And this is added to the replication set. So what's going to happen is now we're going to copy this information in. So DFSR begins to replicate content to this folder on all the domain controllers. Original is still using the FRS. So it's still using FRS as the replication infrastructure or replication technology. But we're now transferring over to DFSR. So now the first step, we have a sysvol underscore DFSR. Now, two is redirected. During this state or during this stage, sysvol shared is changed to the sysvol DFSR. The clients will use this folder. Logon scripts and group policy templates are going to be taken from this folder instead of from the sysvol share. Three is eliminated, and the replication of the old FRS is stopped. The original sysvol is deleted, and this is done manually. Now, during this process, there's going to be some other pre-installation or different stages also. One of the things is it's going to put in that sysvol ready is equal to zero. What that means is it's not going to use sysvol. Then what it's going to do is repoint it to the new sysvol underscore DFSR. After it's done, then it's going to add the sysvol ready and set it to one, and then the replication will take place from that point on, pointing to the sysvol DFSR.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. And have a great day. Bye-bye for now.